Okay, here we go. Our learning should be Le'ilui Nishmas. My grandfather's yard was yesterday. Moshe Chai Ben Yedidya. And who's first time from Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka B'Sor Shechzor Rachel Parabas Esther B'Sor Shalim. And Siva Shalom quotes this piece as Man Avodas Hashem Merov Ahava. That the time of Sukkot, it is man to focus on our Ahavas Hashem, to direct our attention on our love and our connection to our Father in Heaven. And Siva Shalom quotes a beautiful mashal from the Sefer Taurus Avos. Taurus Avos is a collection from all the Slonimer Rebbe's over the years. He says, what is the inyan of Chag HaSukkos? And he says a mashal like this. At the end of the day, we have the Yomim Noram, and then we have Sukkos. The mashal goes like this. The mashal, Ben HaMelech, She'ozev es Aviv HaMelech, Ben Yisrachem Imenu, a son who went away from his father, and he distanced himself. He did wrong. U'bol HaYom She'shav V'chazor Elov, Hari HaMelech Mekabel Oso. But the one day, the prince decides he wants to come back to the father, to his king, to the father. But what happens? The father, the king, still has a little bit of suspicion that the only reason why he returned to him is because he needs something, because he's afraid of him. But what happens? The father sees at the end of the day, the son and the daughter keeps on coming back, not because they have to, but because they want to, besimcha, because they love their father, and they want to return to him with all their heart and all their soul. And this within the Siva Shalom says, Yom Noram Nasharim Kippur, we have that tshuva, but it's tshuva meira. Our fathers may be thinking, you know what, at the end of the day, they're only coming back to me because they have to, because they're scared. Malafinus, Rav Gezeira, COVID-19, this and that. Comes along Sukkos. And the Rabbeinu Shem says, at the end of the day, who's going to return to me? Not because they have to, because they want to, because they need to. Ach bebo chagat sukkah she'enyonu avas Hashem. Suzman simchaseinu. She'yehudi samech bo ba'Hashem isbarach. And this is exactly why Sukkot follows Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? For us to be able to show the Rabbeinu Shem that we're not just coming return to him because we have to, but because we love him and we want to and we need to. We couldn't live without him. Haray she'shav ha'shem b'chol yibo v'nafsho. Ahaynu she'zeh yitzumo she'chagat sukkah zman simchaseinu. Shabo Oved Yehudi Avodas Hashem Ahavas Hashem Mitoch Simcha Gedoyla. At the end of the day, Sukkot is called Zman Simchasinu, because we're showing the Rabbeinu Shalom we're not just returning to him because we have to, or just showing Mekibra El Meira, or like that son coming back or the daughter coming back, and maybe our king, our father is having that suspicion, maybe because we have to. We come back to it because we want to. Zman Simchasinu. We realize that we can't live anything out without the Rabbeinu Shalom, that our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom is eternal, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is number one for us. And that for us is the whole Indian, says the Siva Shalom, Zman Simchasenu. Zman Simchasenu, we're showing the Rabbeinu Shalom we want to be fully into our relationship. At the end of the day, it goes hand in hand. When we show the Rabbeinu Shalom, when we want to do our part, he do his part also. Says the Ben Eschoshet tells us, we know that we had three miracles, the Gemara tells us, I believe in Tainus, three miracles that happened to us in the Midbar. The Man, the Be'er, and the Anana Yaakov. The Man and the Be'er, we needed food and drink. But the Anani HaKavod, which we know the Gemara says that the Sukkot, one of the reasons why we have Sukkot is for the Zechel Anani HaKavod. We didn't need the Anani HaKavod. Those weren't deadly, those weren't Hechreichim, like the Bnei Yisrael says. You needed to have Naman and Be'er. You needed to have food and drink. Comes the Bnei Yisrael and says that through the Nase of Sukkot, through the Nase of the Anani HaKavod, we see the Rabbeinu Hashem's compassion and his love for us. The Rabbeinu Shem didn't need to, but he wanted to show his love. He wanted to show his care for his children. He wanted to show his care for his kala. And at the end of the day, that's why the pasuk says, "Laman yedu dorasechem ki besukos hashavti ani Hashem elokeichem." What is that? Ani Hashem yudke vavke. Yudke vavke represents the midas harachamim. To know that the whole Indian of Sukkot is love, is mercy, is rachamim. So at the end of the day, the whole inyan of Sukkot on our part is to show the Rabbeinu Shalom's man simchasenu, not because we need to, because we want to. We love you, Rabbeinu Shalom, and we want to return to you with love, not because we have to, because we want to, we need to. And on the Rabbeinu Shalom's side, the whole essence of the Rabbeinu Shalom says, Sukkot is a time for me to reciprocate that and to show my love to you. At the end of the day, not just to give you the things that you need, the things that you water and the what and the man and the air, but to show you my love, to show you my concern for you. And this is really what Rav Shor says. We say every day before Shema, HaBoichah B'Am Yisrael B'Ahava, and the Rabbeinu Shem chooses with love, and then we choose him back with love. How can the Rebbeinu Shalom tell us to be able to serve him with love? Hamitzah avas Hashem. How can Hashem tell us to be able to choose a feeling? Because when we know, says Rav Shura, from one of the Ger Rebbes, at the end of the day, when we know that our Chassan, we know that our Father in Heaven chooses us with love, it's so much easier to choose Him back with love. So first we say, Abor Chabam Yisob Yehava, we know that He loves us so much, like our own Kala, and then when He comes, then we can say Shema, and then we can say, Ba'az Hashem Chab Chol Avavcha. Then we can say, oh, Rabbon Shema, I love you too. At the end of the day, Sukkos is His man, to reflect not only our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shem, the time to reflect of why we're in a relationship. How is my relationship? Is it a passionate? Is it an energetic? Or is it just, oh, another day of lulav, another day of da'al minim? No. It's a time is man, simchaseinu. Not because we need to, because I want to. I can't live without the Rebbeinu Shem. Ki choyla sahava ani. I can't live without the Rebbeinu Shem. Shem zoch abaz Hashem, to take these teachings, the teachings of the Nesi Hashem, the beautiful mashal of the Torah Zavos, take the teaching of the Bnei Tzoskar, take these teachings from Rav Mishor, to understand that Zukkos, and really all year round, our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shem, the highest level of the relationship, is the time of ahava. The relationship filled with love, compassion, a lot, the relationship filled with tremendous dedication and sincerity and moed shkoich.